Hello, and welcome to the 13th annual Calabasas Fine Arts Festival. It's a sunny, beautiful day. Great day to visit art, to meet new people, have a little snack, and see what we can bring to you guys. This show is going to be a little different. Preview Eye on the Arts is asking questions of our most popular artists. And we're going to ask them, how do you feel about art? How has art affected your life? And what's going on with the economy, you, and art? Stay tuned. For the community to support the arts.
Without the community supporting our artistic vision, we wouldn't have anything you see here today.
Artists don't have a lot of venues to present their work in.
Well, community is very much a part of the arts in that sometimes we're sheltered in our studios and we don't always have an outlet to show our work.
Well, I think because it greatly enhances the whole community.
Art makes you feel good. Art enriches your life.
I believe art is very important to every community. An artist can influence the community in different ways, as far as beautification. Artists do the landscapes, but homes too. We need beautiful art. Also, it can be educational.
Our work, our creativity ends up going into people's homes, and it just becomes a part of their lives.
The community is very much important in their role in keeping us afloat here.
Sometimes people want to know about my culture, and so I'm able to educate people with my art, and they learn new things about different cultures.
The community needs to support the arts. They give back to the community something that they can't get any other way, and that's culture and beauty and creativity.
Well, one thing I have to say is our community does support the arts. One of the things our city does is we try to bring art to you. We have exhibitions in the library. We also have this big once-a-year event that fills our hearts. It's really wonderful.
We're allowed through these venues to express ourselves.
The shows are a great opportunity for us to meet the public, display our work, sell our work, and be discovered.
When people come to shows like this, they see our work in its full bloom. They are the ones that buy our work and show our work in their homes.
We're doing our best to bring art to enrich your lives right here in Calabasas. Bring art into your life and you'll feel good.
The recent economy has lowered some things.
To be honest, it's been hard. It's been humbling.
It's been the most challenging time in my art career.
I haven't really been affected by the economy that much.
As an artist, it's a little tough to make a living these days.
I've also taken on a little bit of extra work to help support my art.
I was so used to success after success after success, and in these past few years, it's just slowed way down.
It's been a rough economy.
Because art is a luxury item, I think that people have let go of it, are putting off buying luxury items until the economy comes back around a little bit.
1 year, 08, was pretty bad, and it was tough for everyone, and a lot of the shows were down.
Last year I was significantly down, although my number of shows were still the same.
Other artists that I know that do make their living completely selling their art have had a very rough time.
It's really hard to make a living as an artist. We try to help out here in Calabasas. To come to our show, you have to submit a few pictures of your work. give a little history, and then we invite you to be in our show.
You know, when you depend on your income, especially from shows, and they're not consistent, and your average sales go down and down, it's hard to make things work.
I'm very fortunate because I teach, and people love to take painting classes.
It seems to be better. I'm not saying it is for everybody, but it seems to be better for us.
You know, every now and then I still have a lucky break here and there, you know.
Basically, I've worked on pricing to fit the budgets of people.
I still have some higher-end customers and interior decorators using my work.
You know what? I'm thankful just to be able to even do what I love to do for a living.
This is what I love. I feel like, you know, if I put my heart and soul into what I do, I dedicate myself. I just leave the rest to God.
It's something I can't quit. I got to keep pushing forward and just hope for the best.
It's working well for me.
We also try to help emerging artists. I go around to many art festivals and art exhibits, and we're looking for artists who maybe are just starting out, and I'll help you. I'll talk to you about what you need to make your booth good. Gallery owners come here trying to find new artists. You can have a really good start by just coming to these kinds of shows and being connected with your civic center.
You never know when your magic moment hits and folks come and purchase your work for their homes.
The economy is kind of difficult. For the artists here, what they've done is they brought various pieces of work in various price categories. So some of the larger pieces cost more and some of the smaller ones cost less.
One of the most important things I think in these shows is to have a broad range of pricing.
You can alter it in certain ways that would not necessarily lower your prices, but maybe make something that's a little less, you know, high end.
People who have all high end have trouble at some shows.
I would stay with more general decorative kind of things that people can actually use on a regular basis.
It's good to have a broad range so you can catch people at both ends of the spectrum.
Sometimes, you know, I think a good thing is you got to figure out your demographics as far as your clientele.
I would say really focus on color schemes and design and what people want to incorporate into their daily lives.
Don't change your artistic vision to suit the economy.
Do your homework, work hard, practice, and also learn the business.
For artists that want to make a living, you've got to get out there. You have to be seen, not only in Calabasas, but as much as you can. And I also think the internet can really help you.
If this truly is your passion and your love, and if you do your work in a state to where you don't really care if you don't get paid or not, you just love to do it, never give up.
If you have talent, you have to pursue it.
Keep up the hope and do as best work as you can.
Dedication, if you put your heart and soul into doing what you really believe in.
If you believe in yourself, you can blossom and sell enough work to keep yourself afloat.
If you're going to do what you do and it's very unique and different and it stretches the envelopes in some people's minds, figure out ways to maybe tweak it and alter it without changing your actual creative ability and your vision.
You have to believe in what you're doing. People can see your dedication, the effort you put into it. Hopefully they start to appreciate it even more.
I don't advise doing it right now while the economy is so bad.
It's not going to be like this forever. Our economy goes up and down, and this is just a downturn, and eventually it will come back.
Get a lot of work done between now and the time the economy comes back, and then you'll be ready to hit the road when it does turn around.
And it'll be great again. So just don't give up.
You have to pursue the dream of being out there and selling your work.
You just got to keep pressing forward.
It's hard, but I would say keep up the work to become a good artist. It's life fulfilling.
I don't think the economy has had an effect on it at all.
It's been pretty much the same for me. It's been good.
I think that the change in the economy maybe inspired some artists to look for ways that they can produce beautiful pieces of work at a less expensive price point.
In fact, I have been making smaller things. Often my work is at a grand scale, so the pricing is kind of high.
I still do a broad range. I've always done a pretty broad range of pricing.
The sea life, for sure, has always been a seller for me, being near the ocean. So I've stayed with that a lot because I know it always works well for me.
As an artist, I have always wanted to be neutral.
I think that my work has morphed into more children's things than I was doing before, but it's still life, it's still watercolor.
You know, some shows the larger pieces do better, and some shows the smaller pieces do better, and abstracts do better in some shows.
I want to reach a broader audience, and so I've started creating more design-oriented paintings.
For the average person to come by my booth, they can't afford the big ones, but they'll take home a small piece.
I still explore and do new things, so I always will infuse some of the new energy, but I stay with the things that really have always worked well for me from day one.
I do smaller vases and jar type forms that people just who randomly show up at the venue like this will be able to purchase.
We all have to pay our rent. We all want to live with beautiful art. I think inventive artists can figure out a way.
Art for me is like the air I breathe.
Right now means everything to me. This is really what I love to do.
It totally enriches my life.
Art sort of enriches your life. It's a creative outlet for me. I enjoy it very much. It's like late in life and after another career.
I've enjoyed making things, and I feel the connectivity to the world in a cultural sense.
Pretty much my art is part of me.
Yeah, it's influenced my life in several ways. I'm able to meet great people, for instance.
I can't say that it's influenced my life because it is my life.
Yeah, so it's not something I do, it's kind of who I am.
Quite frankly, I didn't know I had this in me until I turned 35 years old, and out of a necessity for Christmas gifts, this is where it all started.
I've been painting since I was six. Obviously, it's something I really love. It's a passion.
As a young woman, I wanted to travel and see art.
I've traveled several places. Through my art.
I guess I was born under a happy star that said, you're going to be a painter, and there's no question about it. That's always been my path, and I love it, and I'm happy to share it with everyone.
I feel like I'm part of kind of a long-standing tradition of ceramics being made all over the world. That makes me happy in making ceramics.
A whole new area of exploration for me, for expression. It's been great.
I just love the thought that people will throw their trash away, their wood, their whatever, and they will never even imagine in a million years it would end up in an art festival. And then going into somebody's house completely altered as something new.
When I'm happy, I carve stone. When I'm sad, I carve stone.
You know, there's really no boundary, you know. And I'm still growing as an artist, and I'm still learning new things.
I just love the thought of breathing new life into what others just deem discardable and trash.
My goal is to bring art to Calabasas and help enrich the lives of all of our citizens here.
It's almost like if my pieces could talk, where they end up after I get my hands on them is where they always wanted to be.
You can see art and you can be connected to it. I think art is a good way to express yourself, to live in beauty, to feel good.
Hi, my name's Dale Talley, and I'm you know, sometimes you just got to come out and see it for yourself.
I'm Bart Aldrich, and I'm a photographer.
Kark, and I'm a potter.
I'm David Campbell, and I'm a stone sculptor.
And I'm an artist.
Hi, I'm Judy Koenig. I'm a watercolor artist.
I'm Lorene Morick, and I represent the Calabasas Arts Council.
This wonderful event is here because of an amazing volunteer for 13 years has dedicated her life and time to the arts by producing this fine arts festival. Get a drift of what I'm doing right now? We know her by several titles and many more nicknames. Commissioner of Parks, Recreation, and Education, Arts Council Chair, Arts Lady, and Calabasas Queen. Lorene Morick is here to join me so that I can present her with an award on behalf of myself, the entire City Council, and I'd like to read the dedication. It's to Lorene Morick in recognition of her devotion over the past years and her leadership, which will continue to have a revitalizing and growing impact on our community in the City of Calabasas.
Thank you for coming to see our beautiful art festival. This year we've had the greatest success. We've had more customers coming this year. We've had more artists from around the United States than ever before. So it's been a wonderful and prosperous year, and I think that all the new artists added a great new zeal to our show. I close for now, but I'm wishing you a wonderful art-filled year, and I'm looking forward already to next year's show. I'll be seeing you then.
end.